Turning to news from Africa, Nigerian gunmen have released a British toddler just days after she was kidnapped in the country's oil-rich south. Sister Janet Ferns has this report.
Unknown gunmen had snatched Margaret Hill from the car in which she was being driven to school while it was stuck in traffic on Thursday morning in Port Harcourt in the southern oil-producing Niger Delta. She was released on Sunday.
Margaret. Hello.
Hello, Margaret. How are you feeling?
Fine.
How does it feel to see Mummy and Daddy again?
Okay.
Are you happy?
Yes.
In interviews with Britain's Sky News, the family said they were just happy to have their daughter back. The kidnappers had demanded a ransom or an exchange with her father, Michael, but no such deal was made.
The kidnappers released the former wife to go and meet them and they returned the daughter. There was no ransom paid. She was released due to the pressure put on the people by the security services of Nigeria.
Margaret, whose driver was stabbed as he tried to shield her during the attack, is the third child to be seized in 6 weeks. The other two victims, both released unharmed after a few days in captivity, were the children of prominent Nigerian families. Abductions for ransom are common in the oil-producing Niger Delta, where Port Harcourt is located, although it is rare for children to be targeted. The abduction of the toddler caused outrage in Nigeria, including among militant groups in the Niger Delta, who said it undermined their campaign for greater local control of oil revenues. I'm Sister Janet Ferns.